I just really admire a good writer.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't own a TV, and I haven't for 16 years. So, I mean, what else are you going to do? At night, you know, when you're curling for bed, it's time to read.
No TV gives Ray LaMontagne time to read. And fortunately for us, plenty of time to write. So he's back with a third batch of songs, showcasing a familiar gravelly voice and a changed outlook. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. From the first notes of his debut album, Trouble, Ray LaMontagne sounded like he'd found his musical place, falling somewhere between soulful folk and world-weary rock. The natural fit for Ray wasn't quite a formula, but 4 years of growth as an artist led him to a new goal of breaking free from any ruts of the past. So on the new album, Gossip in the Grain, that voice is most certainly still there. But Ray's longtime producer, Ethan Johns, expands the sounds that surround it, and as a result, the songs feel more full and more loose. During a visit to FUV, Ray LaMontagne spoke with me about exploring this new musical palette, which included adding some stack-style horns to the opening track, You Are the Best Thing.
It was written in a very different way. You know, it was written like, you know, real quiet. So, you know, it was like, baby, the way you move me is crazy. It's like you see right through me. You know, that kind of thing, uh-huh. Real slow and kind of, yeah.
Totally different.
But we needed something different, you know. We needed something to kind of break, kind of kick the door down a little bit.
Right.
In that slow mid-tempo kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine being the guy, though, who suggests to you that we're going to change your song. Was it part of a...
Oh, no. It was no one's idea but my own. Uh-huh. I just felt like... that it could be played in a different way,
right.
And sort of serve the purpose a little better, serve the record better.
Right, and get in that great horn section.
Right.
Because your voice is pure soul. I mean, it's like, that's a nice match.
Yeah, I think it works.
Baby, where you move me, it's crazy. It's like you see right through me, make it easier. You please me, you don't even... Baby, it's been a long day, baby. This ain't been going my way, you know I need you here. You clear my mind all the time. You are the best thing.
I noticed a lot of instrumentation on the new record that recalls some sort of, you know, roots of American music, whether it's old blues, old country stuff, some psychedelic kind of sounds on it. Was that part of what you were hearing as you were writing the songs?
Yeah, I mean, I just love songs, you know. Mm-hmm. I just love all kinds of stuff, and... So, this record is kind of all over the place, which is really nice. It was fun for me because I got to sort of choose the songs that I just thought were most interesting, you know, were the most fun to write, rather than trying to just make the most impact,
mm-hmm.
you know, which I tend to think of songwriting in that way. I set aside the songs that are fun in any way, and I concentrate on the songs that are just, that really hurt to sing or that really are very visceral. I guess I just have felt like those were more valid songs. If the more visceral, the more valid they were.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to be a bit more free with the songs I chose.
Pretty skirts, frilly curls, pretty face. Oh, that's you, girl. Little Nikes with the Hollywood set. Oh, that's you, girl. Depend on the wink of your eye. Little girl, that just won't get you by. Every time I think about the bright lights, I think about you, girl. Its success was your demand. You did. didn't want just an average man. Every time I think about the bright lights, I think about you, girl. I think about you, girl. I think about you, girl. I think about you, girl.
Ray LaMontagne and his version of Bright Lights in You, performed live in the FUV studios. You'll find the complete conversation and more at WFUV.org.